This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 8th. Well, the wheat markets yesterday actually were just pretty quiet. Not much going on there. We started out firm across the board, but the winter wheats backed off late in the day, whereas Minneapolis still managed to close a couple cents higher. So that spread widening back out, but it's been a quite active spread, at least as far as Minneapolis versus Kansas City and Chicago go, moving back and forth. And of course, you had the big run here a few weeks ago, and then the market gave up almost all of that spread as it went into a correction. So Minneapolis, I think, has found its high, even though we've still got plenty of trouble out there in the field as far as spring wheat harvest goes. It looks like we've only got 91% harvested, which is up one on the week, but it's still showing that we have about 1 million acres across Montana and North Dakota that have yet to be harvested. With another snowstorm and cold temperatures moving in, there's a pretty good chance that many of those acres just won't get harvested at all. The trade is starting to talk about that. And it's even worse, of course, up in the Canadian prairies, where you have a similar situation weather-wise going on, but they have far more acres that are still left in the field. And on top of that, you've also got winter wheat planting that's trying to get completed up in the northern plains as well. The trade is talking about 1.2 to 1.3 million acres across Montana and North Dakota that have yet to be planted, and it's unlikely that those are going to get planted either. So an interesting development going on in the plantings. As far as spring wheat harvest, you know, it's the final 9-10% of the harvest. We had a huge crop. That's why the Minneapolis market has been fairly subdued like it is. And even the protein premiums, well, we've seen them perk up a little bit, especially in the southern plains. It's more been as much of just heavy discounts, or, you know, the elevators put a lot of wheat on the ground. So it's not like there's a shortage of wheat or a shortage of milling grade wheat. It's just that final few percentage points that look like they're just not going to get harvested or planted as far as winter wheat goes. With winter wheat, that by itself is not that big a deal, but we're also hearing chatter that farmers in the central plains and even down into the southern plains are considering moving yet further away from winter wheat plantings. That's been the case for several years, but they're aggressively looking at other crops, soft red wheat in the far eastern part of the plains where they can get to a market. Corn, soybeans, all are more profitable. Soybeans have been encroaching on wheat country for quite some time, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see that continue to be the case. When you have hard red winter wheat, which is returning zero, and at least all the other crops are returning something. So this is, I think, a development that this is like the first indication that the spreads with Kansas City versus Chicago probably are bottoming out, at least in the new crops, the 2020s, the 2021s. You know, those spreads are, the 2020s are at 70 under. If you take away some hard red acres and you get any kind of weather problem, that spread reverses itself quickly. And that's where we really want to focus. The front months will probably be your leader, but because you can only get that carry so wide as far as the individual markets. But I think that's a place, a trade that's ripe for the picking. It's going to be a long-term trade, obviously, but you know, at 70 under, that's way too out of alignment with where Kansas City typically is against Chicago. And I think that that's something one could really key in on as far as where to position, you know, as far as the wheat markets go. And same thing with corn. Kansas City is not that much above corn. You got the front month KC right at $4. Corn's at $3.86, a 14 cent premium to corn for Kansas City. Yeah. And it's remarkable. Now, you had a big crop in Kansas City. You had a lot of low pro coming out of there. So, you know, the fundamentals justify that. But when you look at the deferreds and into the next crop years, it doesn't justify that. So those are the things we're looking at as far as the wheat, long-term wheat trades. In the meantime, you've got winter wheat plantings at 52%. That's up 13 on the week. And again, especially across the northern plains, it looks like we're going to be running out of time to get the crop planted. And there too, in the northern plains, if it doesn't go to winter wheat, most likely it'll go to spring wheat. So with Minneapolis, you know, carrying a pretty hefty premium to those markets, and with a loan rate hovering around $4 for spring wheat, there's a fair amount of incentive to plant spring wheat. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see these tables turn completely by this time next year as far as Kansas City versus Chicago and versus Minneapolis. Corn harvest at 15%, that's up 4 on the week, still 12 points behind the average. Soybean harvest at 14%, that's 7 points ahead of last week, still 20 points behind the average. Egypt came in with a tender yesterday afternoon. They've been buying pretty much every week. Last week they only bought one cargo of French wheat at $199 a ton on a FOB basis. I would imagine Russia is going to step up here and be a little bit more aggressive. It's definitely toe-to-toe with the EU and Russia. And in fact, Russia has yet more wheat to export because they're increasing pretty much all their analytical services are ratcheting up their wheat production estimates. And this is because of a big spring wheat crop coming out of the Siberia region. Yet another reason why Minneapolis is kind of more subdued despite what's going on in not so much United States because we had such a big crop, but in Canadian prairies, they had a decent sized crop, but it's still out in the field, where here in the U.S., most of it got cut and in the bin. So we'll see where world prices show with this tender. It doesn't look like it'll be a whole lot changed from last week. We haven't seen where Russian FOB offers have moved that much from a week ago. So that's kind of, we're looking where we're at as far as trade ideas, just biding our time, expecting that at some point the spreads are going to, turn and give us a more concrete signal that we're done on the downside. And keeping in mind, too, soft red acres, there's a lot of acres out in the Midwest, southern Midwest, that didn't get planted. Why not throw it into soft red wheat and see what happens in the spring? Wouldn't surprise me at all to see soft red acres up, hard red down, and you immediately turn that spread. Now, that's not something we're going to know till January, but just anecdotal evidence is suggesting that hard red winter wheat acres at least will be down. We haven't heard so much about soft red, and we won't because harvest is so late. It's probably going to be too late to get a lot of those acres in, but you still could be looking at somewhat of an increase in soft red acres. We'll just have to see how that pans out. So if you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.